T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're our good friend, Arthur Motes, our NFL analyst, our Steelers analyst, just our life analyst, is waiting on the hotline. Hi, Arthur.
Man, I'm a life analyst now. I feel so special. I'm just throwing it out there.
I kind of thought, I mean, now no one, you're in great physical condition, but we know the one thing is you are not our nutritionist given your love of candy. I think that's a fair statement, yes?
See, well, I look at it this way, right? If I tell you just to eat healthy, you're going to feel like you don't have to work out. But if I tell you, hey, you can eat a little, you know, reckless, but you got to push yourself in the gym, I feel like that's a better move anyway. So technically, I am a nutritionist. I just do it in an inverted way.
I feel like that's one of those somebody's going to hear you saying that and go, why, like a personal trainer, and go, why didn't I think of that? I'll tell them to eat somewhat crappy. They'll never totally get into shape, but they'll get into better shape if they work out really hard, but they'll keep coming to see me. I feel like you've just launched a business plan in somebody's mind here.
Hey, look, it's no different than the whole iPhone charger method. You notice no iPhone charger lasts longer than 6 months. Because, hey, as long as it keeps dying, you're going to keep coming back for more. So, hey, as long as I keep you just healthy enough where you're seeing results, but you haven't completely got perfect, you're going to keep coming back.
I'm speechless, I think, and I'm just mainly because I'm impressed. What was your reaction? Were you speechless when you saw the Mahomes details come out?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, man, we all were just shocked in terms of the length of it. I mean, the last time we saw a 10-year deal, was it Donovan McNabb, I think it was? Yeah, that'd probably been the time frame, man, in terms of seeing just a long-term deal like that. But the numbers are astronomical, man. And I thought it was kind of like the urban legend. Every time they would report on the numbers at first, it just kept getting higher and higher. At first, it was, oh, it's $400 million. Then it's, oh, it's $450 million. Then it was $500. Then it was $503 million. So, man, for me, I was excited for him because, you know, he comes off as a very genuine, very humble person. And you know the talent that he has. So when you look at the deal, it was just, I think it was just a perfect storm for all the parties right now.
What would you say to the people? I think Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio has said this, and I might try to have him on tomorrow because I think he's been one of the major, I guess, naysayers of it from Mahomes' perspective. But I think the gist of his argument has been, hey, we know these numbers at quarterback go up and up and up and the market resets, and then somebody else, even if they're not the best player in the league, wants the top money because it's just the timing of the thing. Do you think Mahomes made any kind of a mistake by signing a 10-year extension like that, like locking himself into them for that long?
Put it like this, if everything goes great for Mahomes and he continues to play at an MVP caliber level year in and year out and he stays healthy, well, then of course you can make that argument at year 7, 8, 9 of the deal. But the flip side is this, how many times have we seen quarterbacks hit a spell where they aren't playing at that same caliber? How many times have we seen quarterbacks deal with the injuries, deal with the roster turnover and things like that? And if it happens in a contract year, well, now you're taking a hit anyways. So when I think of this deal and I think of the length of it and the number that he's going to still receive annually, I think he's covered himself a lot. Now, like I said, if he's playing at an MVP caliber level and still winning Super Bowls at year 8 and 9, You don't think the Chiefs will say, hey, you know what, let's come back to the table, let's do this again? Because they will if he's playing to that level. But even if he's not, now he is still going to be covered regardless. Because 10 years, think about 10 years ago what we viewed Aaron Rodgers as versus now when people are like, man, okay, they just drafted the number one draft pick. He didn't have the best season last year. He was injured the previous year. I mean, we can go on and on to all these other big-name quarterbacks, just how things have changed for them in a 10-year span. So that's why I don't have really an issue with Mahomes and the length of the deal in that regard.
I will say this, and I don't know if you've dug in on this. I was at Spot Rack looking up all the gory details of this thing, and some of them are staggering, but it does not seem, and I'm trying to make sure I'm reading this correctly, it does not seem for such a long deal. You would think that would get eventually team-friendly, Arthur. It does not seem like the Chiefs gave themselves any kind of outs, really. Like, if you look at the fine point details, they've got massive amounts of dead cap that are almost assuredly on the books unless Mahomes gets severely injured.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So outside of Mahomes' injury guarantee, which I think is $140 million,
yep.
Other than that, there is a no-trade clause in it. And then for his rolling guarantee, similar to what the Steelers were talking about doing with Le'Veon, if the guarantees aren't I guess he said if they aren't materialized, if they don't happen, then he has the option to opt out of his contract as well. So it's definitely pro Mahomes in terms of the deal. I think for the Chiefs, the benefit that they have is if he keeps playing at a high level 5-6 years down the line, once the new wave of guys get paid in terms of a Lamar Jackson or when a Joe Burrow or a Tua Tagovailoa or even a Trevor Lawrence, when they come around to get paid, the benefit for the Chiefs could be, well, hey, they are getting paid more at that stage of their career. Like I said, when you're looking at 6-7 years into Mahomes' deal, the aim will he'll be getting once that market has been reset. So I think that's the only thing that the Chiefs have going for them. But, I mean, outside of that, they have their quarterback locked up for 10 years. They don't have to worry about him going anywhere else. They don't have to worry about looking for the guy, barring injury, obviously. So I think, for me, man, that's why I look at it as it's a great situation.
Arthur Motes, our NFL Steelers analyst. We've decided life analyst today. Maybe a guy who's got some really interesting business ideas, too, as far as working out and diet are concerned. Here's something ominous for you, though. Like, you say they've got him locked up, and I want to say it's the next year or two, he's got still a marginal cap hit. I'll say this year he's got one, and in 2021, a cap hit of $24 million for a guy like that, just under 25, is still not completely insane. And then the number starts to go way up, Arthur. He's going to account for a lot of their cap starting in 2021. So they have one more year of this sort of grace period, if you want to call it that. I went back from 2019 all the way back to 2009, and I looked at the quarterbacks who commanded the highest percentage of their team's cap hit, okay, their total cap. Usually that was like 15% or even slightly above it in most cases. Mm-hmm. Not a single one of them won the Super Bowl in that particular season. Not one. And only four guys going back to 2019, actually three players because twice it was Brady, even made over 10% of their team's salary cap and won the Super Bowl in the same season. So do you think Mahomes can break that mold finally? Because it doesn't seem like a real good trend once you have to give that guy huge money no matter how great he is.
Yeah, I personally don't think he's going to break that trend. I know people will say, well, Mahomes is so good, he can overcome anything. They said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers, and we saw how that's played out since he's gotten his deal. We've seen even Tom Brady last year. Guys need help. This isn't like basketball where you could just dominate with one elite-level talent and then the rest can just be average guys. At the NFL level, we talk about Russell Wilson every year. Russell is a top five. I mean, you can make the argument a top three quarterback in the NFL and has been for the past couple of years. But you see, when is the last time they've been to a Super Bowl? It is extremely tough to do when you don't have the talent around you. So that's my only concern when we're talking about Mahomes trying to break that trend. As great as he is, once the Travis Kelce's and the Tyreek Hill's and those level
Chris Jones,
leave,
yeah.
Yeah, once those guys leave, that becomes a totally different situation that you're in. That becomes you're trying to pull magic, a rabbit out of the hat every week. And we're not saying that you won't win a good amount of games because these guys have won 10 and 11 games annually. But when you get deep in the playoffs and you're playing against a more complete team that has pieces around their team, more pieces around their team on offense and defense, you just won't have enough. Him by himself won't be enough to beat a really good and stacked team. And I think that's always going to be the issue when you have the quarterbacks get paid so much.
But don't you have to do it if you're them? Like, I look at that that's smart. Even if they're paying him a ton of money, he's worth it. He's the best player in football. He's definitely got, like, best all-time ceiling. I guess my question is, like, at what point do you look at a player who's won a Super Bowl at that age and say, maybe we shouldn't do this? Like, I would have thought if any team was ever going to get that bold, Arthur, It would have been the Ravens after Flacco took them all the way to the Super Bowl, because nothing in his career to that point suggested that he was some baller in the making. It looked like he just got hot for four games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think the thing is this, man, when you have a generational talent like you have in Patrick Mahomes, this is when you say, you know what, I got to pay this guy, because I'd rather have him on my team and we take our chances that way versus me trying to roll the dice on getting a rookie quarterback or a young quarterback who's going to be inexpensive but still going to be really good and be able to put the pieces around him. Multiple teams have tried that model, but it isn't always successful. We talk about how teams like the Cowboys, I mean, it worked out for them thus far with Dak, but for every Cowboys and Dak, I can point to the Bills prior to Josh Allen and how they tried that numerous times and it didn't work. We talk about multiple teams wanting that model, but if you don't have the – if you don't get lucky in the draft, whether it's through position or through personnel in terms of guys being available to you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work out like that. So if you have a guy like Mahomes, you definitely have to lock him up. And then from there, like you say, you hope for the best. You hope that he's able to break the mold. You hope that you're able to strike lightning in the draft and find another Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill later on in the draft. You hope for that. But we just know that the odds of that happening consistently enough for you to bank your – for you to hang your hat on it and say that, hey, this is going to work, the odds aren't always in your favor in that regard.
Last one, Arthur, and it's in that vein, and I'm not trying to slag Roethlisberger, but say he comes back and he plays well this year and he plays well next year and he says, I feel great and I want to keep playing. But let's assume they don't win the Super Bowl either of those years, even with that good defense. The bill comes due for a lot of different players between now and then, T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick. If you're the Steelers and you really want to contend and your veteran quarterback says, I want to keep playing into my 40s, but I'm not really going to take much of a discount, how can you make that deal? I don't know how you can make that situation work.
Yeah, and that would be the unique part because of Ben's age, and we would also have to see how good he looks these next 2 years for that to really play out like that, because there's no way you're going to let T.J. Watt walk for the sake of extending Ben. Just because, you know, with T.J., he still has so much more career left in him. You don't have to worry about him declining. Even a guy like Minka Fitzpatrick is the same situation. You have to pay those guys. They are priority number one. But I think the biggest thing, man, when you're talking about the Ben model, 2 years from now, he'll be sitting at 40. You really would have to sit and have to have that tough conversation of, man, we can't pay you market value at 40 when we have to pay a T.J. Watt and have to pay a Minka Fitzpatrick, because that's just bad business. If you let those two guys leave, you have been for the next 2-3 years at best, and then he's gone. Like, that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me in that regard.
Arthur Motes, our Steelers and NFL analyst, life coach, all-around great guy.
Nutritionist.
We'll keep adding. It'll be like one of those people that just collects degrees. We'll keep adding words that end in, like, IST, nutritionist. I don't know. What else do you want to be an expert in? How about, like, I just call you, like, a great ship builder. You know how to build great ships, seafaring vessels.
Yeah. There we go. It just sounds good. I think he's an architect, too. Matter of fact, throw that in there.
That's George Costanza from Seinfeld. He told everybody he was an architect. He wasn't, but that didn't stop him. All right, Arthur. Good talking to you, man.
Hey, likewise, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.